much for joining in to this week's installment of the Inner Dimension Shiur. Unfortunately, I'm not able to be with you in person, and it pains me, but we have to do our best and make sure that under the very difficult circumstances, Torah study doesn't stop, and that the Satan and that this plague does not get in the way of our Torah study, of our study of Chassidus, and of our weekly Shiur on Chassidus, the Inner Dimension, a half hour of teachings from the Tzaddikim on the weekly Parsha. The past couple of weeks, I was not feeling too well, Baruch Hashem, not with the virus, but Stam, a cold, and so I'm happy to be back with you and to pick up where we left off, and B'siyata D'shmaya, we should be zocha to connect to the Tzaddikim, and to really utilize this time period of isolation to really try to connect via the methods that we have to be together as much as we can in mind and in spirit and certainly in heart and in soul. This week's Shiur is sponsored L'schus Refuah Shalema Shimon Ruvain Ben Ania Malka, should have a speedy and complete Refuah Shalema B'karv Mamash, Siyata D'shmaya. And so we begin this week with a teaching from the Me'ashi Law from the Ishbitzer, and I'll read it to you inside. I don't think that you have it in front of you, so if you listen to me as I read and translate, and let's try to delve into the teachings of the Tzaddikim together, B'siyata D'shmaya. And here the Ishbitzer says, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. This is one of the first psukim in the parasha, the second pasuk, that introduces the sugya of karbanis, all the different psukim that are talking about the different karbanis that men would have to bring and that people would have to bring, offered up by the Kohanim in response to various mistakes or in response to wonderful things that happened in a person's life. Shlamim, Toda, and then certainly Chatas and Asham and Mincha and Oila, all the different karbanis, all the different offerings that were offered up in the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. And so the pasuk says, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban l'Hashem. This is how the parsha begins. When a man among you, mikem, will offer ki yakriv karban l'Hashem, will offer up a sacrifice, an offering to the master of the world. And the Me'ashi Loach makes a very, very important diuk, makes an important inference. And he says, V'loiksiv Adam mikem ki yakriv. The order of the pasuk is Adam, a man, ki yakriv mikem, who will offer from you, karban l'Hashem, a karban. Obviously, from you is not talking about the people, right? It's not talking about the offerings. It's talking about Klal Yisrael and who this man is that's going to be going ahead and offering up sacrifices, offerings to the master of the world. But still, it's Adam ki yakriv mikem. The final part of that sentence, or that segment of the sentence, is mikem. It's from you, from the collective nation, from Klal Yisrael. And this person who will emerge from all of you, from the collective soul, from the collective general national spirit of the Jewish nation, will offer Karban L'Hashem, a sacrifice to the master of the world. Says the Ishbitzer, V'loiksiv Adam mikem ki yakriv. The pasuk doesn't say Adam, a man, mikem, from among you, ki yakriv, when he'll offer up a karban. Because that would sound like, and the Ishbitzer is going to talk about the depth of this, an amazing thing, but that would sound like the focus is on this person's solitary, singular, individual act of offering up a karban. Listen to the difference in the pasuk. It's very fine. It's very edel, like they would say in Yiddish. It's a very fine difference and an inference and a diuk that's being made here. But listen to the difference. The Ishbitzer says that there would be a tremendous difference in implication if the pasuk were to say, Adam mikem ki yakriv, a man from among you, from among Klal Yisrael, the Jewish nation, ki yakriv, when he goes ahead to offer up a karban. That would be very different than the pasuk that we have in the Torah that says, Adam, a man, ki yakriv, when he'll offer up an offering, a sacrifice, mikem, from all of you, karban l'Hashem. What's the difference? In the way that the Ishbitzer depicts and brings down what the pasuk could have said, it would sound like the primary focus is on whom, is on what, is on this individual person that's bringing up the karban. And the word mikem is just sort of secondary, right? Adam mikem ki yakriv. We don't really care about the mikem, about the collective. We're not really talking or focusing on Klal Yisrael. We're talking about this individual person who's bringing up a karban. Happens to be that who is this person? He's a Jew. And so we make reference to the Jewish nation. But that's a secondary, decidedly secondary factor in this pasuk, right? And that's the way that the pasuk would sound if it said, Adam mikem. And then we leave that aside, the mikem, he's from the Jewish nation, and then we talk about ki yakriv. right? When this person goes ahead and brings a carbon, but that's not the way that we have it. The way that we have it is Adam ki yakriv mikem. That the way that that segment of the sentence of the pasuk ends is with the word mikem, and the Ishbitzer says that means that there's a focus in this act not upon the individual Jew. Certainly, he's bringing his own carbon, he is fulfilling his own obligation and bringing whatever sacrifice that needs to be brought up. Adam ki yakriv. But the main part of the pasuk is really the word mikem. And that's why that segment ends with the word mikem, because we want to let you know that that's the primary focus. Is that yes, he's Adam ki yakriv, he's an individual bringing up a carbon, but realize and know that he's bound to the concept of mikem, to the entirety of the Jewish nation from which his soul derives, that collective soul of his nation. Let's read what the Ishbitzer says inside. Again, Adam ki yakriv mikem karban Hashem. That's the pasuk. That's the words of the pasuk. A man among you, when he will bring up a karban to Hashem. But v'lo yiksiv Adam mikem ki yakriv. It does not say a man mikem from among you ki yakriv. Then we focus on him himself. Why? Because v'zem moira, the pasuk is teaching us ala ba lahakriv karban Hashem, that a person who goes ahead to bring up a sacrifice, an offering to the master of the world, shalo yirtze behisnasus lias gavoya mechaveira. Very, very important that he has to realize ein hachanami. He is bringing up a sacrifice. He's bringing up an offering. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch on the highest of levels, the way that God wants to be served. But he has to realize that he's not any higher than any other Jewish soul. He has to realize that in this act, he is not separating himself and focusing on himself as opposed to the Jewish nation, but he has to realize that with this, he's adding strength. He's not turning his back on the Jewish nation and walking into the distance, into the expanse as an individual, but he is literally turning his face to focus on the rest of the Jewish nation, to give them strength, to realize that any specialness, any uniqueness in this act is part and parcel of the special and the uniqueness of the entirety of the Jewish nation. He has to make sure that this act, this avodas Hashem, does not go ahead and make him a bal gaiva, does not go ahead and make him feel higher, make him feel better, make him feel larger or better off. He has to realize that he's bound with every other member of the Jewish nation in this act of holiness. And then the Ishbitzer goes ahead and he makes it a little bit more practical and relevant by talking about tefillah. Karbanos, obviously, is in the time when you have the Beis HaMikdash, but currently Chazal tell us from the pasuk Uneshalma Parm Sfaseinu, that nowadays that we do not have the ability to offer up a karban, Uneshalma Parm Sfaseinu, we shall repay, so to speak, the parim, the cows, all the offering, the oxen that we would bring up on the Mizbeach, Uneshalma Parm Sfaseinu, our lips, which is tefillah, is going to go ahead and enable us to do the same avoda, so to speak, as the karbanos by davening and by singing and by praising and by praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So here the Ishbitzer goes ahead and he applies this concept to tefillah. He says an amazing thing. K'moisha Metzina B'Gemara, the Gemara in Bracha says, Shechayiv Adam L'Spalol Gimel Pa'amim B'Yayim, that a person needs to go ahead and daven three times a day. Can I get Avram, Mitzvah, can Yaakov, can I get the Tmidim? U'be'emes, says the Ishbitzer, Ha'loi Gam Al Tzarchi Aguf Hu Mispal. But the truth is that we're not only praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know that tefillah also includes she'elas tzarachav, to daven for the things that we need. And guess what? Nowadays we realize this certainly in the current crisis that we're in. We're not in control. We need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Even the things that we think we have worked out, even the things that we think we're in control of, the truth is we need Hashem every moment. I'll call neshima u'neshima tahalal ka. Every breath that I take, I praise God. But the praise is after the fact. Right? And if on every breath I'm praising God, that also means the implication is that for every next breath, I need to pray to God. Right? I need to pray for the next breath, and then once I take it, I need to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every single split second, I need to daven. I need HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything in my life. Everything. Everything. Says the Ishbitzer. V'imkein ha'yitzarech l'spal kol yayim. So then why don't we find that Jews are davening the whole entire day? If we have to daven three times a day for things that we physically need, don't we need a Kadosh Baruch Hu for everything all the time? And if prayer at certain times is enough to cover those amount, and why do we need prayer at all? We should just pray one time in our lives, and that should cover everything. And certainly there is Amanda Amar the Gemara, who says, V'levai shei ispalal adam kalayim kulei. I think it was Rabbi Yochanan, I don't know right now, I'm not remembering. Alavai shei ispalal adam kalayim kulei. You know, how wonderful it would be for a person to truly go ahead and to daven the whole entire day. So we see there is this concept. And the Ishbitzer says the truth is, Ve'im kein hayitzarich lispal kol yom. Really, a Jew needs to daven the whole entire day, every split second, all the time. Ach. But he says, Kivin she'i efshel lispal kol yom. But we know it's not really possible or feasible to go ahead and to daven the entire day long, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us in this world to be human beings, to be parents, to be friends, to be part of a functioning society. And there are certain things that we need to go ahead and do throughout our day that leaves us unable to daven every split second. So he says, she efshel lispal kol yom. It's impossible for a Jew to go ahead and to spend all of his time davening. Says the Me'ashi Loach, v'kivan shuhu mevarer atzmo be'elu agimol zmanim shemispala. But in this, that a Jew goes ahead every single day, all three segments of the day, erev, vavoyker, v'tzarayim, in the evening, mariv, in the morning, shachris, and in the afternoon, mincha. When a Jew goes ahead and he isolates a certain amount of time from each of the periods of time that the day is composed of, in so doing, says the Ishbitzer, he's mevarer, he's clarifying, nisbarer, bazeh, shaliboy mespalo tamid l'Hashem Yisbarach. When a Jew goes ahead and he davens three times a day, he's demonstrating to the master of the world that yes, I'm not able to go ahead and to daven every split second. I can't. I have to be a human being. But Ribbono Shel Olam, I want you to know that in these three periods of time, I am demonstrating that the truth is that pepnimius, on an internal level inside, every split second my heart is davening to you. All the time, the whisper of prayer, the whisper of praise, the whisper of supplication, the whisper of yearning, of desire. The Jewish heart is constantly awake to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aniyah Shena. Even when it appears like the Jew is sleeping, the Libi Er, the Jewish heart is awake. The Jewish heart is davening all the time. Ukmoishuhu benefesh echad, and says the Ishbitzer, just like this person is an individual, and this individual is being mevarer, is clarifying in the three times a day that he's davening, that the truth is, he's davening the whole day. Says the Heilige Me'ashi Loach, Kach b'klam nefashis Yisrael kulam kshurim k'shashalas echas. The truth is that every time a Jew goes ahead and he does what he needs to do, and he davens properly, and he davens with kavana three times a day, making sure not to miss, making sure not to miss any word, making sure to really focus with kavana on who he's davening to, which is super important nowadays, Rachman al-Atzlan. It's so easy today to miss a marav, to miss a mincha when you're not with a minion, when you don't need to run out and you're just at home. It's so easy, right? And so we need to be extra, extra careful in this time, three times a day, chayk v'layavar, to daven takadish baruch hu, shachris mincha marav. Says the Ishbitzer, he's not only clarifying that he himself is all the time davening to God, that his heart is awake to prayer every split second, even when he's at work, and even when he's with the family, and even when he's shopping, and even when he's by the doctor. Says the Me'ashi Loach, since every single Jewish soul is bound to all other Jewish souls, when an individual Jew goes ahead and davens three times a day, he's clarifying that the truth is that the collective soul of the Jewish nation is davening all the time, all the time, all the time, all the time. It doesn't only affect or reflect on his own individual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's constant, but it reflects on the entirety of the Jewish nation, every single member of the Jewish nation, through one person's expression of holiness, because again, that individual soul that's expressing itself in prayer three times a day, that's clarifying that it is all the time davening, is really only a levush, is really only an external garment, so to speak, for the entirety of the Jewish nation that sits at the core of our being. And so if an individual Jew is davening properly in a way of holiness, and is clarifying that he's really davening again, v'libi er, that his heart is awake to prayer all the time, that then goes ahead and has an effect and reflects on every single member of the Jewish nation, that really all the time we're all davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu every split second. Every split second. When a Jew goes ahead and he davens for goodness, and he davens for sweetness, and he davens for brachas, and all of us should experience health, and we should hear only good news. It's such a scary time, and a confusing time, and a challenging time. We need to be mitchazek. We need to strengthen ourselves so, so greatly in our emunah, and in our tefillah, and in our focus on the important things in life. So a Jew then goes ahead and he's mevar osel klal Yisrael. He's not only clarifying the true essence of his own soul that's all the time praying, but he's clarifying the essence of Klal Yisrael as a whole. And says the Ishbitzer, that's pshat in the pasuk. It doesn't say Adam mikem ki yakriv, that a Jew goes ahead, separates himself mikem from the collective soul of the Jewish nation, and Ki Yakov brings a carbon to HaKadosh Baruch who serves God. No, it's far deeper than that. It says, Adam Ki Yakov. When a Jew goes ahead and he offers a sacrifice to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which like we said, is synonymous with tefillah. Adam Ki Yakov, when a Jew davens three times a day, Mikem Karban LaHashem. He's reflecting that the entirety of the Jewish nation, Mikem, the collective Jewish soul, is Karban LaHashem, is every split second in the Yeshena, the Libi Er. Even when I seem to be dead to spirituality, even when I seem to be completely, completely involved in my physical and mundane pursuits, Ani Yeshena, but Gevalt, the Libi Er. The heart of the Jewish nation is awake. It's all the time awake. And every single individual's avoda is going ahead and reflecting on the entirety of the Jewish nation. Not chas v'shalom, to make it that he should be separate in this avoda, higher up, distant from all of his brothers. No. It doesn't say Adam mikem ki yakriv, the focus on the individual. It says Adam ki yakriv mikem, the focus on the collective. When a Jew goes ahead and he's being very, very sure that he's having the intention, mamish, like we say in L'Shem Yichud, b'shem kol Yisrael, to connect himself to all other souls in the Jewish nation, to be mevarer, to clarify that our collective heart, not just the heart of that individual, but all Jews are thinking and focused on HaKadosh Baruch Hu all the time, ani yeshena v'libi er. So when a Jew has that focus, that actually goes ahead and has more of a clarification ability, and has more of a power to go ahead and to clarify the holiness and the essential goodness, the essential connectivity of the national Jewish soul. So that's the first piece from the Halakha Ishbitzer for the Me'ashi Loach in Volume 1. I want to learn with you now a piece from the Degar Machane Ephraim. This week we're only going to do two pieces. Usually we do more, but these pieces need a little bit more focus. And in this piece, which is the first piece in Parashas Vayikra, Sefer Vayikra, and the Degel is going on the very first pasuk in the Parashah Vayikra, El Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu called to Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Elav, and God spoke to him. Perish Rashi. Rashi on this pasuk says, why does the pasuk specifically say Vayidaber Hashem Elav, that Hashem spoke to him? Why didn't it just say Vayikra Hashem Moshe, Vayidaber Hashem Moshe? Right? Either or. What's this double, so to speak, redundancy? Vayikra El Moshe, and then Vayidaber Hashem Elav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to him. Says Rashi, Elav Haya Magia Hakol. Only Moshe heard the voice. It was a love. God was speaking directly and exclusively to him. Levad, Shehu Levad, Shama v'chol Yisrael lo yishamu. Only Moshe heard the voice of God that was emanating, that was echoing throughout existence. But Moshe had the receptivity for it. Moshe was, so to speak, his inner radio channel was tuned to that channel, was tuned to that place, right? And that dial that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's transmission was coming through. And so Hashem's voice only reached him, but it did not reach the rest of the Jews. And that's Peshat on the Pasuk. That's what Rashi says, Vayedaber Hashem Elav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke specifically and exclusively to Moshe, because Moshe was the only one that heard it. V'yeshleim, Rabbi Zebederich Remez. And the Degel says that it's possible to learn a deep, deep secret and a deep hint in this pasuk, like this, in accordance with the teaching that I heard from my grandfather, the Baal Shem Tov. The Gemara says, b'chol yoyim, bas kol yoytes mihar chayriv. Every single day, a bas kol, a heavenly voice, is emanating mihar chayriv from the place of Har Sinai. And this bas kol is saying, oy loy lahem l'albayna shal Torah. Woe is to the Jewish nation, for they have embarrassed the Torah. They have forsaken the Torah. Every day, a baskal emanates. Every single day, this heavenly voice is, so to speak, echoing throughout creation. Woe is to the Jewish nation, and they're having forsaken the Torah. They're not learning Torah properly. They're not engaged with Torah properly. The Hiksha, and so the Baal Shem Tov famously asked me, Manavshach, what's the purpose of a heavenly voice that nobody can hear? What's the purpose for a call to tshuva, shuvu banim shayvavim? What's the purpose for such a baskal if there's nobody who hears it? Ukvar nitvas hu b'sefer HaKadosh told us Yaakov Yosef, and he says, this teaching is already brought in the sefer told us Yaakov Yosef, the primary Hasidic text, right, from Rabbi Yaakov Yosef of Polonia, who was the primary disciple of the Baal Shem Tov, the very first Hasidic work that was ever printed. Uber huzal. And in that sefer, the Toldos explains in the name of the Baal Shem Tov, ki habaskal hu hehuri tshuva habayim la'adam chol yoyim. This bas kol is not some spiritual voice that we need special ears to hear or special eyes to see. This bas kol manifests within each and every Jew's thoughts of tshuva that every single Jewish soul has every day. In a moment disconnected from all of the distractions of modern living, deep within the Jewish soul echoes this sentiment. I feel like I'm not living my life properly. Woe is to me, La'albayna shaltar, that I'm disconnected from the absolute and essential source of truth in the world. The absolute and essential mission of our entire nation and ultimately the entire creation. Disconnected from that beam and that pillar of strength and of beauty and of sense and holiness. But the problem is that umishi yeshlo das, only someone who has das, only someone who has intellect, only someone who's aware, only someone who's spiritually sensitive, take it kishabola hira tshuva, immediately when a person goes ahead and feels this inner stirring, I need to do better, I need to improve, I need to learn more, I need to treat people properly, I need to go ahead and to focus on my tefillah in a stronger way, I need to think about Hashem more, I need to care about Yiddishkeit a little bit more. Azai Maven. So when a person has das, he immediately understands that this feeling is shezeom and akizare hakruz shemachrizim shuvu banim shevamim. Immediately he understands that this voice, that this feeling that he feels is the baskel. He is connected to a heavenly source of a voice that's being emanated and specifically manifesting within his being, within his consciousness, because he has das. He's sensitive to that feeling. And immediately such a person will be mefashvish b'maisav, will immediately begin to search in his actions, v'shab b'tshuva shlema, and to find the things that need correcting, and to find the things that need rectification, and to discover within his own life, what are the things that I can improve in. But a person who doesn't have das, a person who's not sensitive, a person who's not plugged into the inner whisperings of the soul, he'll feel a little guilt. He'll say, oh, you know, the classic Jewish guilt that I have for my grandmother, you know. It won't go ahead and encourage him to realize, I just received a message from God. He doesn't have this sensitivity, and so he'll ignore it. And so maybe even more than ignoring it, he'll actively push it away. And he'll actively seek to suppress this feeling. And says the Degel, this is exactly the message that Rashi wants to teach us about this pasuk, wherein HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls to the whole world, but only Moshe Rabbeinu hears it. A love whom Agiyah HaKol, Rashi says. Vayikra, says the Heilig Degel, the first word in this pasuk, the first word in this Sefer Vayikra, is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Aynu Mashem Shekoyernu Machrizim Echol Yoyim Vayikra El Moshe, or rather Vayikra, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is calling to all Jews every single day, Shuri Huri Tshuva. But it's El Moshe. That voice is only perceived by Moshe. But Edaber Hashem, a love. Only Moshe Rabbeinu is perceiving this voice. And Rashi says, a love Magia HaKol. The voice is only reaching a Moshe Rabbeinu. Everybody knows that Moshe Rabbeinu is the das of the entire Jewish nation. Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who said to Klal Yisrael, Ata Horesel Das. Moshe Rabbeinu brings das to Klal Yisrael. He's the sarsur. He's the messenger bringing the Torah from the heavenly realms down into this earth. And so Moshe represents the Jew who's awake, who's sensitive to this inner feeling, to the realization that God cares about him individually, that our God is a personal God who cares about each and every Jew in every situation, every circumstance, has a personal relationship with each and every Jew, that there's a channel that's open. Can we see God with our eyes? No. Can we hear him with our ears? No. On some level, at least. But deep, deep, deep inside the soul, there's a channel that is ever open. And the question is, do we have the Moshe? Do we have the Das? Are we connected enough to spiritual sensitivity to understand that God is literally calling to us every day because he cares about us? He cares an infinite amount about us. Aval kol shal Yisrael, so says the Degel, that's only Moshe Rabbeinu that hears. And that's what Rashi is telling us. A love, hoya magia hakol. Only to Moshe did this voice reach. But the rest of the Jewish nation, that don't have this awareness, that aren't plugged into this sensitivity, they'll go their whole life without ever hearing this voice, or hearing the voice but never realizing that it's an expression of a Kadosh Baruch Hu's love for them, to them, not to make them feel bad, not to push them down, not to make them feel dejected and hopeless. Adarabah va'adarabah, to let them know there's still hope for you, that God is still sending you messages because a Kadosh Baruch Hu cares about you. Like a sheep that goes ahead and wanders off of the path, away from the flock. If the shepherd thinks that it's possible for the sheep to return to the flock, he's calling out. But if he feels and he thinks that the sheep is gone, is lost, is too far away to hear, wandered off a cliff, fell down and broke and died and is finished, he's going to stop calling. So this fact that we feel guilty, quote unquote, that's the way that we perceive it, but this that we're feeling God's concern echoing within our hearts and souls, letting us know we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing, and we're not acting properly, and we're off course, and we're off mark. This is the best sign in the world. This is not a reason for dejection. This is not a feeling that we should seek to suppress. Adarabah. This is a sign that we're healthy. This is a sign that we're growing, that we're striving, that we realize that we've gone down, and only then can we realize that we have to turn the corner and come back up. And that's what an EKG monitor is. That means that you're living. That means that you're spiritually alive. Up and down, up and down. If it's flat, even if it's a very high level of flat, you're dead. The person is spiritually dead. The person is not functioning properly. There has to be the realization of downs in order for there to be ups. You read the Letzarach Aliyah, and that you read that sometimes, yes, it comes in the form of a cheshbon nefesh. Yes, sometimes it comes in the form of a harsh feeling that we perceive a Kadosh Baruch Hu sending us. It comes in the form of divine anger. It comes in the form of divine distancing. We feel cut off. We feel disconnected, and it pains us, and it bothers us, and it hurts us. But we have to realize this is not something that we should seek to run away from. It's the best sign in the world, and that under the garment, ki gavar aleinu, any gvura that we perceive as being sent from God to us, chazda, is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. And so we have to be spiritually perceptive, to be connected to the concept of Moshe Rabbeinu. Okay, in a massive lave, klal hirachuva abodla v'kal ha'avin. And he says that the rest of the Jewish nation that didn't hear the voice that was calling out to Moshe, but the rest of the Jewish nation that weren't plugged into the Moshe Rabbeinu aspect of Das, they went along their lives like nothing was happening. They didn't hear the voice. Was the voice calling to them? You better believe it was. The voice was calling to them in the same way and the same strength that it was calling to Moshe Rabbeinu. But the difference was that Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was plugged into Das. And had all the other members of the Jewish nation had that Das that Moshe had, they would have heard the very same voice. And that's the message for all of us. I think particularly for our circumstance and for our situation, it's so, again, painful and difficult. And like I mentioned in previous remarks and different recordings and different shiurim to different chevra, we have to cut ourselves a little bit of slack in this period of time to realize that if we find ourselves acting or thinking or feeling or speaking in unprecedented ways in terms of negativity, and we feel that we're just completely off mark with our spiritual progression, our spiritual growth, we have to realize that we're literally dealing with an unprecedented challenge, an unprecedented situation. And so there's a certain aspect, an element of Shvir Sakalim, of just the breaking of any vessel that we have for any measure of light or any measure of darkness, the ability to contain and maintain and persevere. We did not have vessels that were appropriately fit, that were appropriately sized to fit this challenge, and so we weren't prepared for it at all, and it was very difficult to prepare. Society wasn't prepared. Certainly each individual wasn't prepared. And so we have to give ourselves a little bit of slack in this time to realize that it's okay. It's normal to be acting not normal. It's normal to be feeling not normal. We have to strengthen ourselves. We have to all the time speak out our faith to our Kadosh Baruch Hu, pour out our heart to Him. And that doesn't just need to mean, like we mentioned before, full of praise all the time and thanking Kadosh Baruch Hu. Certainly we have to realize that every single moment is a gift, and that all the wonderful things that we have in our lives, that we're healthy, Baruch Hashem, when so many other people are not, that we have Parnassah, Baruch Hashem, when so many other people do not. And even if we don't have Parnassah, to realize that we have, Baruch Hashem, things to rely on, that we have Yesh Lanu Amidu Shehein, if not other people, then a Kadosh Baruch Hu Himself, to thank God for all of this that we have. But at the same time, it's okay to express our doubts to Hashem. It's okay to express our fears. It's okay to express our uncertainties and the difficulties that we're going through. And to cry out a little bit, to express our anger to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a healthy way, in a positive way, obviously. But this is the time period that we have to realize we're in no man's land. And no man's land is where no men are, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, right? That's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, in no man's land. So he's supporting us, he's holding us, but we have to cut ourselves a little bit of slack. But the main thing is, and with this will end, the main thing is to realize that a voice is echoing throughout creation. There's a baskal that's emanating from Har Chayiv, that's screaming out to us. That's screaming out to us to let us know that it's a time for self-reflection. That it's a time to think, what elements and what areas of my life can I and must I improve in? And if we're lucky, and if we really allow ourselves to plug into the Das Kol Yisrael, to the Moshe Rabbeinu that we have within ourselves, so then we're going to be able to take a little bit of time, and everybody, it's very hectic, and everybody has all the kids at home, and work, and everything that's going on in life, and we're stuck in our homes, and we can't go anywhere, and it's very, very difficult, and hectic, and certainly busy preparing for Pesach. It's unbelievably busy time. But to take off some time for self-focus, we don't want to go ahead and look back on this time and say, it didn't do anything to me, it didn't change me, it didn't affect me, it didn't affect the way that I look at myself, the way that it didn't affect the way that I look at other Jews, the way that I look at God, the way that I look at religion, the way that I look at life in general. We have to take off some time and activate that Moshe aspect of our lives, so that the Vayikra, this gigantic call that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was calling out to us, which may seem to be something so harsh and negative, and certainly it's difficult and challenging and painful, and it must stop, and we have to storm the heavens with our prayers and with our tefillahs. But to realize that ki gavar aleinu, any gvura that we experience is chazdai. It's chazdai. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's love for us. It's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's faith in us. It's his belief that we can fix, that we can turn this whole thing around, that we can literally bring Mashiach. We are at the threshold. Mashiach's hand is on the doorknob, and we just have to go ahead and to turn the lock, to let him in, to let him into our hearts and our souls. Like the Kotzker said, where is God? God is wherever you let him in. Where is the baskal? Shuvu banim shayvavim. Return my wayward children. Where is that heavenly voice calling to each and every Jew? Wherever we let it in. And now we have the greatest challenge, but also the greatest opportunity of our times to really elevate our lives, to lift our lives to a higher level, to be so much more conscious in our tefillah, in our learning, in our ben adam la'atzmo, our ben adam la'chaveiro, to really lift up everything that we thought about our life until now, to realize that mamish, heaven and earth are far closer together than we thought. And that life is not certain, is never certain, is that we need a HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything. Hashich al Hashem Yahavch, every split second, to throw our burden onto the master of the world and say, Ribbono Shel Olam, Ein Oid Mi Baladecha, there's nothing else but you. Ein Lanu Amili She'ein, we have nothing to rely on. El Al Avinu Shebashamayim. And to allow that, on the one hand, frightening, on the other hand, very, very comforting understanding and belief that Akol Ma She'Avad Rachman Letav of it, everything that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is doing in the world is good. Is ultimately good. And one day we'll have the answers, even though right now we only have questions. But to allow this time period to give us that springboard for personal growth, give us that springboard to really climb the ladder of Avodas Hashem and spirituality, to improve and to smile more and to be more joyous and to be freer with compliments and to express our love for all the close ones, the loved ones that we love so much, our parents, certainly our grandparents, parents, grandparents, great grandparents that are in the risk category. Rahman al-Islam, they should all be healthy, they should all be well in the Vital 120. And anybody else in our lives, to realize that life is very uncertain, that every moment is a gift, and to enable, again, the connection to the Das that we have inside, to the Moshe Rabbeinu, to allow ourselves to perceive that voice, to make ourselves vessels and to slowly build so that we can persevere throughout this challenge, so that we can come out stronger than ever, so that we can walk out when this is over, and it will end, Be'ezer Hashem, Gam Zeh Ya'avor, this will pass, so that we come out stronger than ever and look back at this period of time and say, Gevalt, it was painful. It was a harsh, by a daber elav, it was dibur, it was kasha, it was harsh, it was gvura. But at the end of the day, I was able to perceive it as a personal message. I was able to connect to my spiritual sensitivity and awareness, that das of Moshe Rabbeinu that I have within me, to take this as a personal message and a comforting personal message, to say God cares about me. God is at stake in my life, so to speak. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is rooting me on every split second. HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs so much of me. And it's a time for all of us to elevate our lives based on that understanding. We should be zeichah to all be healthy, to stay healthy. All of our families should stay healthy. And we should please, it's a prayer on all of your behalfs and for all of us together who are listening and who will listen to this. Ribbono Shel Olam, we can't take it anymore. Ad Masai. Ribbono Shel Olam, we're up to our necks and we feel like we're choking. We need to hear good news, and the ultimate good news. With Aliyah Mevaser Tov, we cannot handle any more Besuris Rois. All those who need a refuah should have a refuah shleima b'karv mamish v'zeicha together through the learning of chasidus, through the connection to Torah, and the elevation of our lives b'yachad together, not as individuals but as mikem, all of us collectively, that we should be zeicha to see with our own eyes Mashiach tzedkenu b'meher b'yaminu, amen v'amen, speedily and in our days, be'ezra Hashem.